Welcome to the Christian Business Advantage Podcast, the podcast for Christian authors, speakers, coaches, and virtual assistants. I'm your host, longtime virtual assistant, author, and speaker, Alicia Avant. On this podcast, we'll talk about how to build an online presence through email marketing, social media marketing, content repurposing, and building and maintaining your website. After serving Christian authors and speakers for over a decade, I have learned a great deal about their greatest needs, and it continues to be a privilege to serve them. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Christian Business Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Avant, and today we are going to be talking about the top three email service providers that I recommend for your email list and list building. These three different email providers are at three different price points, and two of them have an option for a free version of the program. However, you have to keep in mind that the free version doesn't have as many bells and whistles as the paid version might have. So keep that in mind. But let me talk about these three different programs and the pros and cons of each of these programs. So first of all, I want to say that these programs are on a scale of most, you know, least robust to most robust program, and they have a little bit more features as you go up in price. So the least robust program is MailerLite, and the pricing is really straightforward. There is a free version. There is a growing business version that is $9 a month if you pay yearly, and $9 a month if you pay yearly, $10 a month if you pay monthly. And then there's an advanced option that is $19 a month if you pay yearly and $21 a month if you pay monthly. And all of these are for your first 1,000 subscribers. Now, the free version limits you in the number of emails you can send a month, and its key features are the drag and drop editor, your email automation builder, your website, like landing pages, and your sign up forms and pop-ups. You can, with that version, get 24-hour email and chat support for your first 30 days, and then after that, you would have to pay. The $10 a month gives you the ability to sell digital products. You have unlimited templates. You can use their auto resend feature on your campaigns, and it's unlimited emails. For the next advanced one, you get Facebook integration, you get custom HTML editor, promotional pop-ups, multiple triggers in your automations, AI writing assistants, and so on and so forth. So that is MailerLite. I have used MailerLite and have recommended it to clients who want to start small and work their way up. And that is why I recommend MailerLite. The second in this spectrum of, you know, easy to use, but has a few more features. The second one that I recommend is ConvertKit. ConvertKit is free for up to 1,000 users with less integrations and things like that. It is $15 a month if you pay monthly, $9 a month if you pay yearly for their creator, their middle of the road package, or their creator pro is $29 a month if you pay monthly, $25 a month if you pay yearly. But here's the kicker for those creator and creator pro small amounts there. These are only for up to 300 subscribers. So as you move up, it moves up in pricing. But you get unlimited landing pages and forms and broadcast what is called campaigns over in MailerLite. You have the ability to sell your digital products and subscriptions. You do get live chat. They have a thing called free migration from another email service provider if you're moving from one to the other. They have the automation sequences, visual automation builders, third-party integrations, and so on and so forth. So there's your next level up, but this is only for 300 subscribers. If you wanted the 1,000 subscribers like we had over with MailerLite, it would be $25 a month yearly or $29 monthly for the creator. And Creator Pro is $50 a month yearly or $59 a month monthly for Creator Pro. So as you see, we're kind of stepping up as we go along. We're making, you know, getting more features, but your cost goes up. And then let's go back to the final one, which is ActiveCampaign. An ActiveCampaign, if we were talking cars, would be a Cadillac, a Mercedes, a, you know, Benz, if you will. And it comes with that sort of price point because it has all these extra bells and whistles and features. If paid yearly, it is $49 a month. It is $70 a month if paid monthly for the Plus, which is the, you know, the lowest package they offer on their website. Professional is $149 a month if paid per month, paid yearly. And I'm not sure it's going to show me how much it is if you pay monthly. Let me see if I can click on it and see. Monthly would be $187. So yes, it is much more expensive. But let's talk about what you get for that cost. So the features, you get email marketing and marketing automation, inline pop-up and modal forms, landing pages, Facebook custom audiences and lead ads. You can track on your site and you can use WooCommerce, Shopify and BigCommerce integrations. And it has the new AI feature. And it just goes up from there. You can begin to use it as a CRM and keep track of all your sales and that sort of thing. They do offer this contact migration, just like ConvertKit did. If you wanted to move over from another platform, they offer video tutorials, accelerated onboarding, knowledge base, and help guides. They offer a ton of help, and they offer SMS automation, or that is like text messages. You can automate text messages to your potential clients and customers as well. So it is the most robust of the platforms that we spoke of, MailerLite being the simplest, ConvertKit being, you know, mid-road, if you will, and ActiveCampaign being the most comprehensive, it has the most features for certain. So that is kind of the breakdown of the different types of email service providers that I recommend. You might wonder, and I'm going to do a little caveat here at the end. You might wonder why I did not mention MailChimp. To me, MailChimp promises a lot with its free program to reel you in and get you excited about getting something for free. And then you get in there and you realize you cannot do what is necessary to build an email list without paying because it will not let you create an automation. So why would you use something that is not going to allow you to meet your needs without paying, even, you know, with the free version? And once you start paying, they constantly want you to pay for every single little bell or whistle that you need. And it ends up being more than some of these programs that I just mentioned. So that is my reason for not recommending MailerLite. I hope that this was helpful. I will have in my show notes links to these different platforms and more information if you want to go and see like a comparison. I'm going to link to some comparisons that I found when I was doing research for this episode. And if you struggle with email marketing, I have a free resource that I would like to recommend to you, and we'll give you the link to it in the show notes as well. It is called Effective Relationship Marketing with Email. It's a free guide. It's 26 pages. It's everything you need to effectively email or use email marketing in your business. So I hope that you will find that link, click that link, and follow it over to my website and download this free guide. Thanks for listening.